This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Change Redefining Success, the podcast designed to inspire you and give you actionable information to enhance, uplevel, reimagine, and reinvent your life and your livelihood. I'm your host, first-class life mentor and certified profiting from your passions coach, Kate Fessler. My guest today is Diane Halfman. Diane is the founder of Diane Halfman Academy and Spa Life Retreats. She is a celebrity and industry speaker on organizing your physical spaces for optimal productivity and excellence. Whether it's decluttering an office space for her entrepreneur clients or creating a spa life living space for a full-time mom, Diane helps people to create an ideal environment that supports their goals and inspires them to be at their best. Diane leans on her diverse credentials to serve her clients with passion and practicality. She has served as a police officer, is an Ultimate Game of Life certified coach, and holds master's degrees in human resources management and with an emphasis on structure and systems. Giving back has always been at the core of Diane's work. 10% of her sales go to charities with a focus on women and children's health. An expert in the nine elements representing a well-rounded life, Diane's gift is to step into any surrounding and determine what is holding you back. Complex problems become simple solutions as she intuitively guides you into an elevated life you'll love. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you. Great to be here with Kate.
Let's start at the beginning. You served as a police officer. What drew you to that career choice?
You know, like many things, it's sometimes the path just leads us there. I actually went to college studying law, was going to be an attorney. And when I actually, in my senior year of college, started working with one, I knew that this wasn't the path for me and had to kind of ask myself the question, what do I do with this legal law degree? And several of my classmates were going into law enforcement and invited me to some ride-alongs and kind of went from there. I just looked at it and go, oh, I could do this, and really thought, well, I'll just put in an application and see what happens. And then found myself 3 months later accepted and on the street. So I kind of fell into it and it happened.
Wow. That was fast.
It was very fast.
So how long did you do that?
So I was on the San Diego Police Department for 10 years. I worked a patrol as well as undercover assignments in gangs, narcotics, and vice.
Oh my goodness. What was that like?
You know, it was a rude awakening for sure, because I grew up, you know, very sheltered, actually. I went to, you know, 12 years of Catholic school, you know, a very middle-class family and neighborhood. And when I started working, you know, the areas I was working, I had no idea, you know, the ways that people were living and the type of circumstances that they had. And so I mean, it was helpful for the undercover work because I truly could walk into it naive and play very well in those roles, because I had never seen anything like some of the things I was seeing.
Wow. So 10 years. So what was your sort of last straw or aha moment when you knew it was time to make a change?
Well, you know, there was kind of a series of synchronicity that happened there. I was actually injured on a job. And they say law enforcement, it's not whether you get hurt, but when, just because it's such a physical job. And that led to me moving into my retirement. But I also knew that I was here to, you know, help people and change their environment in a much bigger way. And one of the things I had noticed over the years in the department is, I mean, I've literally been in thousands of homes. So I could see behind the scenes, a lot of times, obviously, when I'm not invited there, to see people at their worst, and notice that when people had a lot of clutter and things that weren't working in their space, that they also had things that weren't in their mind, and, you know, the police were called. And so I started calling that the clutter to drama ratio, was that the more clutter and things that weren't working in people's life, the more drama that they had in their life. And I started noticing that the reverse was true as well, is when that when you started clearing your space, it started clearing your mind, and things started just being able to happen for them in a different way. So I really started exploring what was the change in someone's environment that really supported them. And my last straw was really just after my last case. And my last case was a kidnapping murder case. And it was actually the first case where I actually knew the victim, a little girl. And the emotional toll, as you can imagine, was really heavy. And after the trial, I was offered a trip with the mother who I knew, which you can just imagine is just totally a very draining time of, you know, with that all happening. And we were offered a trip to go to a spa resort called Canyon Ranch in Tucson. And that was actually the first time I had been to, you know, a place that was, you know, very nurturing on so many different levels. And that's where I had my first aha moment, is like when I realized that in the most draining times of your life, your environment can change everything. I mean, from the organic food that we were having, the movement we were doing, walking on the property, being in nature and sleeping and massage and just being around art. It just led us to just have some more lightness around us just by our environment, and allowed us to be more of our best self. And it was at that time that we just had some really deep conversation with other people that were also having deep self-care. And so that was really the moment that I started shifting into your environment affects everything, and was really exploring that as a study and stepping into my business.
Yeah, no, I totally agree that your environment affects so much. And I love that clutter to drama ratio. That's an interesting way of putting it. But it does seem like that could be a really good way to look at things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're also a certified ultimate game of life coach and hold a master's degree in human resource management with an emphasis on structure and systems. So what led you to those programs?
Well, when I actually was fortunate, one of the benefits of retiring from the police department was to have a transition into a study. And so for me, my master's, when I was looking at, you know, I was always interested in the like systems and structures, like what was it in, as I was looking at people's environment, what type of things were supporting them. And so having that as my focus of study, I would look at what are the kind of systems in people's environment that supported them the most and had them, you know, look at that. And I was introduced to one of my mentors, Jim Bunch, who has the ultimate game of life. And I was part of a pilot project where there was 19 of us that we went through a year-long program training and coaching of looking at your life in terms of how you create it, that it wasn't a place of default. And that one of the things about it was that, you know, a lot of people will focus their life on their work and their career, and they'll do it at, they'll build their business and their wealth, but they'll do it at the expense of their happiness and their health. I mean, how many people that you know that have been successful and, you know, they're going through, you know, divorce and other forms of drama, and their health isn't well. Well, that's not a balanced life if you're doing it at that, those expenses. So part of the Ultimate Game of Life program, and what I use as philosophy in my business, is that you build a life based on what makes you happy first, and then healthy, and then the wealth follows as you taking that path. And so I really resonated with building my life around that, and saw how, you know, with the environments I saw in my work with law enforcement, and taking these principles of how you're consciously creating your life, put those two together. And it's something that, you know, I share with people every day.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I actually teach the life first, work second approach to career and business planning. So I think we have the same philosophy around that.
Absolutely.
So all those things sort of came together to create your current business. What's the interplay there? Like, it sounds like it's a combination of all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely a compilation. When I was transitioning out of the police department, I was looking particularly at mostly the physical space. And so I was focusing on, I'm an organizational expert. So I was looking at how is it that I can help people organize their space, reduce the clutter, have very simple systems, and have that happen. But what I noticed is that that was a component, and that was almost like the entry level. That's why I started looking at what are the nine different elements that you need to have in your life that really support you in that. Because I'm sure that you've noticed this, Kate, with when you look at the life first, is that how you do, you know, one thing is how you do everything, and there's a ripple of how your spaces affects your relationships. It affects your spirituality, it affects, you know, your finances. It all touches each other, because we're not just this one, you know, we're multifaceted. And so you have to kind of look at the totality of how everything, whether it's your space or your relationships or your finances, how they play together. And so by actually looking at each one of those, it helps build the balance of the totality.
Yes. Yes, there is definitely a ripple effect, and it does affect everything in your life when you're disorganized or haven't got a handle on what's going on. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about the 9 elements of a well-rounded life and spa life. It sounds so luxurious.
Are you ready to take your information, wisdom, and experience onto the stage, but you're not sure how? Do you wonder just how to craft a compelling message that creates huge impact and the income of your dreams? If so, then you need to join us on our webinar, How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking, where you'll finally learn step by step what it actually takes to make money speaking. You're also going to learn what stops speakers from having an engaged audience that wants to buy, and you'll learn how to have the confidence to get out there and make a big difference on ideal stages. Look, it's time to stop letting your fears get the better of you and step into your power with a message that rocks the world. Register today for your free webinar, How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking, with me, Karen McGregor, at speakersuccessformula.com. Thanks for joining us. Back now with your host, Kate Fessler.
Welcome back to Change, Redefining Success. I'm Kate Fessler, and my guest today is Diane Halfman. Diane, tell me about the 9 elements of a well-rounded life.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things to talk about, because, you know, as we were talking about earlier, is that everything is interconnected. And so I look at, you know, I always usually start with the physical space. And one of the things I look at there is, what is it around you that is supporting you and what is not? Like, what are the things that you love in your space, you know, and really consciously choose that. Because we, even though a lot of people say that, like, oh, I can work around clutter, or it doesn't really bother me that much, you know, subconsciously it's pulling us away from focusing on what we're doing. And we're hearing so much about people that, you know, are having ADD, or they can't focus, they are not having completion on things. And there's so many distractions that can happen in our environment. So when we consciously create that, that really supports us. And that's like the one of the first main components of the 9 elements. And from there, and again, it's interrelated, is we look at self-care. Like, what are you doing to take care of yourself? Because, you know, particularly entrepreneurs, we want to serve so many people and we want to support people. But we have to learn to support ourselves first, because if we're not seeing ourselves, you know, in the book Essentialism, which I'll talk about later, it talks about that as an entrepreneur, you're the asset. And if you don't take care of the asset, you know, your company is not going to thrive. So self-care is not a luxury. It's actually, a necessity to have happen. And it can be luxurious, but we need to know how essential that is to our life. And then another aspect of the 9 elements is your mindset. You know, that there are so many things that, you know, can lead us under negative thinking. And if you would watch the news, you would think, you know, Chicken Little, the sky's falling. And there's a lot of things happening in the world. We can choose to look at what are positive things that are happening, and not from a Pollyanna standpoint, but from a choice of, if we are having things positively going into our daily experience, we're going to reflect that back. And we have most control of our own thoughts, which control our experience. So we really want to be mindful of what it is that we are bringing into our mindset, because it affects all these different areas. And then I look at those first three as core foundations. And then the next kind of set of 3 things I look at is how you're establishing connection. And those are things like, your relationships, not only your primary relationship, but relationship with other people. And, you know, especially as business owners, you know, it's really about building those relationships. And it's not just about, I love how Sandra Yancey talks about lust building, about having people where the primary relationships are what are so important. They're not just numbers. And then nature, where, you know, sometimes we can get so caught up into either being in our office or being in, you know, kind of having blinders on. But when we get out in nature, it allows us to not only feed our body and soul, but to, it has us look at things from a different perspective. One of my Facebook lives that I do every week on Wednesday is Walk and Talk Wednesday, because it allows us to look at things from a different perspective when we have interplay with nature. And then the last one in this group is a network. And so your network, in terms of, you know, it's often been told that your network is directly related to your net worth. Who are the people in your life? And that, you know, we've heard over and over again from people that if everything in their businesses were stripped away, one of the most valuable things they have is the network, you know, in connection with the relationships that they've built, and how, you know, valuable that is and how it affects every other aspect of your life. And then the last three and the nine elements are, you know, how, you know, creation is expressed. And it's like that higher level or expression of the different areas that are interplayed together. And the first is spirituality. And it's like, what is the higher reason or power that we're doing anything? I mean, for some people, that's, you know, God, the universe, a charity, their family, you know, there's so many different higher things and purposes we're doing. What is that true north for you? And what is it that is supporting you that you can center into and have some clarity? And then in that also is your body. You know, our body is, you know, we've all been given these different version of bodies, but the ultimate thing in taking care of our body is that for what our body provides, you know, it allows us to walk about the world and be able to be healthy and have the energy and strength to do the things that we want to do. So it also gets directly tied into, you know, your self-care and what that looks like. But your body is also an important asset to our best for our energy. And then the final aspect of that is the financial. And, you know, one of the things is that a lot of times when we want to overgive, we don't always pay attention to the financial part of what having a lot of finances and bringing in the wealth into our business for what it provides. You know, people that don't have money don't have enough to give into the world. So we create this abundance so that we can not only take care of ourselves and our families, but that we can leave a legacy and that we can have something that is leaving a lasting impression. Because most entrepreneurs that I know really want to make a difference, do something where it touches other people and they have something that really inspires why they went to business in the first place. So having, you know, some structures and systems around your finances is really important. So there is how this interplay between these nine elements that really set up the foundation when tied together with systems and structures to actually implement them seamlessly. So it doesn't feel like there's something more that you're doing into your life. It actually becomes a way of being.
Excellent. And is that way of being spa life? Tell us about that. It sounds like something everyone would want.
Absolutely. So spa life is the word that I refer to that is the expression of the nine elements. And so, you know, I had that first experience back in Canyon Ranch where I was in and I got to actually experience all of these different elements in interplay. And even though I didn't call it that at the time, one of the things I realized that it wasn't just going to a spa to get a massage for the day kind of thing. Really what spa life is that it is having you have that feeling of being in a spa as part of your everyday experience. So if you've walked into a spa and you just kind of walk in, you just almost have like that, you just let stress at the door where it's just this, and you just feel great. And you feel like things are in flow and you feel like you can just release the world and just renew yourself almost instantly being there. Well, if you're creating the experience that you want to have in, you know, in each room of your home, it's like, what is that experience that you want to feel that has the ultimate expression in your life? So when you go into your bedroom, you want to feel like you can rest in there, that you can, you know, get good sleep and have rejuvenation. And in your office, you want to be productive and be focused. And in your kitchen, where you're having good nutrition and connection with family. And, you know, what is it that we are consciously creating in all of our environments that then, you know, adds together to you know, that essence and that experience of feeling of spa life in every aspect of your life.
And how do you help people to achieve spa life?
Well, one of the things I do is I meet them where they're at on their journey. One of the things that I've discovered is that life is a journey, and depending on where you're at, I support them in different ways. So I've distinguished it into kind of three different levels. So kind of the entry level of spa life is that people are in a place of chaos and clutter. They don't have any systems. They're feeling overwhelmed. They're feeling frustrated, and they just don't know where to go. And this was a lot of the homes that I experienced, you know, in the police department, and also entrepreneurs, where it's like no one wakes up and goes, I think I'm going to, you know, be cluttered, or I don't have a system. It's just day-to-day things piling up. You suddenly wake up and go, wow, I can't find what I'm looking for. So that chaos and clutter. And I help people in my virtual academy. I've got my Diane Half Academy, and I've got two courses, a paper clutter solution program and a clutter to calm, where they actually learn the systems and structures to be able to create those simple systems in their life so they can move out of that overwhelm and cluttered space. And then the second thing is, once you know they kind of start getting the systems and structures in place, is they move into the second level of consciously choosing clarity and calm in their life. And I have spa life retreats where people get to actually have an experience of more flow into their day and really start looking deeper of, not only do I have systems, but what do I love in my space? You know, how am I creating my day? I mean, sometimes it starts with people just organizing their calendar and their to-do list to really go, how do I want to experience my life? And then the final way that I work with people at the third level is that we look at how are they now cultivating their dreams and crafting their ideal life. And this is part of a spa life experience where people join me for a year, and we actually look and focus on each one of these nine elements to really perfect those elements and have the experiencing of spa life become a way of being.
I bet that's a wonderful feeling.
It is. I love it. I love the people who are in my program with me. They're just doing some amazing things. And, you know, the shift for them from just, I mean, they already had successful businesses, but they were realizing that there were different aspects of their life that weren't being expressed. That was part of the reason they went into business in the first place. So it's really rewarding to see them actually having more expression in their life of who they're being. And sometimes even just creating boundaries around, you know, as entrepreneurs, you know, we sometimes feel like we're open 24/7 because we can, and we're in front of our computer, you know. However, there's a lot of other things to experience in life to actually enrich our business.
Yes, it's easy to become overwhelmed by one or the other and to put some life stuff on the back burner when you're working hard on your business, but you're right, it's not sustainable. And so people need to have that balance and that integrity in their life. So we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you, what is one book or resource that changed your life that you would recommend to people?
Yeah, well, I actually have one for each of those. So the book that I feel has been a game changer for me and my clients really love is one called Essentialism by Greg McKeown, and that's McKeown. And I actually have it on an audio book and printed copy because I like to listen to the principles. And, you know, it's about pursuing less and not more, and just really looking at what are the essential few things that really propel you in your life and make it enjoyable. So I really, really enjoy that book. And the other resource that's really supported me and my clients is my Action Box system. And that's something that people can find in my book. They can do that through the paperclutter solution book.com, and they can get that complimentary. And again, it's the paperclutter solution book.com. And in there, it shows how to set up your simple Action Box, which have the 8 key folders that you need so that you're not having an overflowing inbox and that you're not handling paper more than once, that you know exactly what to do with it. And that's really, really supports people in having actions that get completed. So I really love that Action Box. And that's very supportive.
So does that address email as well?
It does, because the same 8 folders that are used for physical paper are the same that are used for electronic as well, because you really have to start asking yourself, and the book talks a little bit too about my 5-step system about how you remove something, but what's important is to be able to evaluate what to keep and not keep. And so to have a system where you know exactly what to do with it and then know where to find it is really important, because you know, timing's everything, because, you know, a lot of people say, well, oh, I know where to find that eventually. And they have to go through continually same facts over and over again. What a lot of people don't realize is just 5 minutes taking you off track adds to 30 hours a year. And, you know, it's pretty amazing how the distractions can really slow down and bog our business without having systems that support us. And the action box makes it really quick.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I remember back in the day when I had a job, I knew people who had just piles and piles and piles of paper in their office, and they would always say, oh, but I know exactly where everything is. I thought, that's impossible. How could you possibly know where everything is in that mess?
Right. I know. They are tied to that thought process.
So it's thepaperclutter solution book.com. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's free?
It is.
Oh, awesome. And yet you have another free gift for our listeners, don't you? Tell us about that.
I do. You know, I think that one of the best ways to kind of know where you are on your path is to have awareness about where you are now. And so I have created an assessment called the clutterawarenessquiz.com. So that's another thing that people can go to. It's the clutterawarenessquiz.com. And that takes 4 minutes. And it basically asks you a series of questions where you are able to look in the different areas of your life to see where you score. And so what's really helpful about that is it gives you immediate feedback. You'll get an email on that to know exactly where you are in the different areas. And you'll know, like, what are the areas that you're doing really well in, and then the areas that you maybe need some support in. And just having that awareness allows you to know where to start.
Excellent. So it's theclutterawarenessquiz.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's wonderful, Diane. I think that's all the time we have, but thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. That's Diane Halfman. That's Halfman, dianehalfman.com.
Very exciting news. Diane will also be hosting a new podcast on the EWN Podcast Network, so keep a lookout for that coming soon. I hope you enjoyed this week's program. If there's a particular topic you'd be interested in hearing about, go to my Facebook page, First Class Life Solutions, and let me know. My guest next week is Sharon Haber. Sharon is a New York fashion stylist turned internationally recognized fashion, beauty, and style expert, personal brand success strategist, speaker, author, bootstrapping entrepreneur, and founder of FocusOnStyle.com, where she shares her fashion stylist tips online since 1999. Sharon entered the styling profession because she felt a boost in her self-confidence when she dressed in a way that not only flattered her figure, but created a rich look on her modest budget. She wanted to share that feeling of personal triumph with others, rather than the fantasy that she was creating on photo sets, because her heart is with the everyday person, like you and me. Sharon teaches women who want to succeed how to look their best in a way that's relatable so that they can confidently be on top of their A game to earn and deserve six-figure paydays. Her new book, Style Word, Fashion Quotes for Real Style, is the stylist express for high-impact style and fashion advice that gets to the point. She is also the creator of this Say Chic crash course and other educational programs to elevate your image. I hope you'll join me. Until then, here's to your authentic first-class life. I'm Kate Fessler. Thanks for listening to Change, Redefining Success.
Oh.
I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at ewnpodcastnetwork.com.